Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the Morning Sports Briefing here on Friday the 12th of February. Hi, I'm Paul. I'll be your host this morning. In the news today, we have international cricket with the test match between Bangladesh and West Indies has got underway. And we've also had the first T20 between Pakistan and South Africa. Also, the elimination finals in the Super Smash took place yesterday. And we'll be up to speed with who has made it through to the finals. On basketball, we got action in both the NBA and the NBL yesterday. Over in Australia, we've got the tennis, the Australian Open, and we've also got action in the PGA as well. That being the golf, obviously. This is your best way to start the day up to speed with all of the important sports news. Let's kick off with the golf and over in the PGA, it is the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. I got my time zones all mixed up yesterday said that Tim Wilkinson would be teeing off yesterday instead. Tim Wilkinson is teeing off today at 6:58, so just 3 minutes ago he should have teed off in that one. Currently there is a 7-way tie at the top of the leaderboard at 3 under par, but clearly it's the opening round the leading players are about 5 holes in, so it's a long way to go in this one. We'll keep you up to speed with how that progresses over the next few days. Over in the A-League and no action yesterday, but the next game is tonight at 9:05. Macarthur taking on Adelaide United. Macarthur, the new team on the block, going well. Don't forget to join us at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning for our brand new show, The Knicks Newsletter, all about the A-League and obviously the Wellington Phoenix. Don't forget to join us for that one. Or you can listen to us as a podcast. Just search New Zealand Sports Radio on your favourite podcatcher, be it Apple, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, all those wonderful places. Moving on then to the Australian Open. We have Kiwi Interest in the men's doubles, with Oswald, his partner, came through the first round 6-4, 6-2 against the French pairing of Meniario and Simon. They will meet the German American pairing of and Sandgren. Peters and Venus, the number 10 seeds, came through. I think we mentioned that one yesterday, but unfortunately Stick and O'Mara lost to the fifth seeds, Ram and Salisbury, 6-4, 6-4, and so he is now out of that one. Let's move on then to the women's side of things, where there's been plenty of action in the women's singles. Barty is through to the third round with a comfortable 6-1, 7-6 win over her wildcard opponent. Moving down the order, we've seen Osaka from Japan. She's come through 6-2, 6-3, the number 3 seed there against Garcia, the French tennis player. Serena Williams has come through comfortably 6-3, 6-0. We'll have a Russian opponent next in Potapova in that one. Halep, the number two seed, has also come through, beating her American opponent. Beating her Australian opponent, Tomljanović, 4-6, 6-4, 7-5. So a bit more difficult for her on that one. Over in the men's side of things, and Rafa Nadal has got himself through to the third round, beating his American qualifier, Mo, 6-1, 6-4, 6-2. He'll be up against English Norrie next, who got through, came through in four sets there. Moving on then to the basketball, and over in the NBA, there was nine games yesterday, and I must admit, I had to quickly check that I wasn't watching some previous ones, because the Lakers beat the Thunder in overtime again, 114 to 113. The Lakers there being led by LeBron James with 25 points, unsurprisingly. Other key games, the Bucks lost to the Suns in a tight one, 125 to 124 there, and the Nets beat the Pacers 104 to 94. But the game that we're interested in was the Pelicans yesterday against the Bulls, Steve Adams' side there. And this is one that swung different ways. The Bulls came out strong, winning the first quarter by 10 points, scoring 44 points. The New Orleans Pelicans, though, came back, winning the second quarter by 18 points, scoring 40 points there to take a lead into halftime. The Chicago Bulls made a quick start to the second half, like the first one, winning that one 40 to just 14 points, and then held on to win the game comfortably, 129 to 116. For the Bulls, they were led by Zach LaVine with 46 points there. Kobe White also got 30 points, and those two really had the lion's share of the scoring, leading their team. For the Pelicans, Zion Williamson got 29 points, Brandon Ingram with 21, and Lonzo Ball with 21 as well. But it was not enough to keep pace with the Chicago Bulls in that second half of the game. Looking at the tables then, and that means that the three-game winning streak for the Pelicans has come to an end, and they're down in 12th place in the Western Conference. The Jazz lead there by one game ahead of the Lakers in that one. Over in the Eastern Conference, the 76ers are now top, with the Bucks in second and the Nets in third for that one. Over in the NBL, in just one game yesterday, as the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix took on the Wildcats. The Wildcats won this one comfortably, 106 to 75. Leading the Wildcats was Todd Blanchfield with 22 points. John Mooney also got a double-double with 13 rebounds and 18 points as well. On the Phoenix side of things, Carl Adnam came off the bench to score 24 points. Mitch Creek got a double-double with 11 rebounds and 16 points in that game. Moving on then to the, actually some news about what I'll be up to this weekend. I will be heading over to do some jet boat sprinting. I've been out shopping and got myself a GoPro. They're going to put me in a jet sprint boat, and I'm going to whiz around the islands there. So get footage of that up afterwards. Also, we had an interview with Jessica Sitt, who is the world champion and navigator in the A class. So you can catch that on the show. I'll be interviewing her pilot or driver on Sunday as well. We're putting that up. It's all ahead of the Merry Championship next Saturday on the 20th, I think it is. I'll be along there covering that. So do get down, a good family day out with the jet sprint on the Saturday the 20th of February. Moving on then to the cricket. We had two games. We had two games in international cricket. We had the first T20 between Pakistan and South Africa. Pakistan went in to bat first. Mohammad Rizwan batted through the innings to score 104 off 64 balls, leading his side to a total of 169 for six in that one. In reply, South Africa got off to a good start with their openers, Malan and Hendricks, scoring 44 and 54, but they slipped slightly behind the rate of Pakistan and ended up coming up just three runs short, scoring 166 off their 20 overs. Meaning Pakistan won that by three runs in the first T20. Over in Bangladesh, we have the second test between the West Indies and Bangladesh. West Indies went into bat first and made a good start with Braithwaite and Campbell, the opener, scoring 47 and 36 before losing a few wickets to finish the day on 223 for five. Bonner and De Silva are still in there. Bonner on 74, not out, and De Silva on 22. So the West Indies making a decent fist of their first innings there. Yesterday we had the Super Smash up in Auckland. In the first game, where's my scorecard gone? Thank you. The first game was the men's one between the Central Stags and the Canterbury Kings. Central Stags went in to bat first and were led by Young, who was run out for 101 in the final ball of the innings, scoring 180 there in that one. Pretty much all the bowlers were shared around the wickets in that one. Canterbury Kings chased that total and got there with one ball to spare, and being led by Mitchell with 88 and Fletcher with 72. So the Canterbury Kings scored 181 off their 19.5 overs. So just sneaking home to make it through to the final against Wellington down in Wellington Firebirds this coming weekend. Over on the women's side of things, and the Wellington Blaze took on the Auckland Hearts. Wellington Blaze went into bat first and scored 150 off their 20 overs. Sophie Devine got 33 off 29, and her opening partner got 32 off 29 balls. So a good start there, platform for Amanda Kerr to score 54, not out, and to lead her team to 150 in that one. Jonas, the new White Fern, took two wickets in her four overs. In reply, Auckland made a bad start, losing Peterson to the first ball of the innings, but they recovered when Perkins and Armstrong came together. Perkins scoring 46 off 57 balls, but was run out. Armstrong went for 33, and then they were never at the races, chasing down that total. All bowled out for they reached 115 for seven. It was competitive to around about the 16th over where they really fell behind, and they were behind the rate all the way, but where the Wellington Blades sped up in the final overs, Auckland couldn't and lost wickets in that one. So Wellington Blades will be playing Canterbury in both of the finals down there in Wellington. You have now started the day the best way, with all the important sports news. Have a fantastic day, folks. I will be back here at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning with the morning sports briefing, followed by the Knicks newsletter at 9 a.m.